while we wait on any questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the Texas game on Saturday night.
Well, we're really excited to play the University of Texas. Have so much respect for their program. And excited SEC Nation's going to be here for the game, and we'll be on ESPN. So they have a wonderful team, a lot of skill on offense, a very good defense that runs hard to the ball. And we certainly have our work cut out for us. But with that said, we're really excited for the game.
First up, we have Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, good morning, Sam. All the stuff we've asked you about since the last game, we haven't talked a lot about Traylon Smith, and maybe that says a lot for him. He goes for 100, and, you know, I guess that's maybe what people think. What do you think of his game and the run game in its entirety?
I thought he ran really hard, and, you know, that's kind of who he is, I mean, to be honest with you. And he's that spark plug that we need on offense. Ran for over 100 yards and a touchdown. And so I thought our line did a good job. Again, I felt like we wore them down with our tempo and our speed towards the end of the starting of the third quarter on. And I was really proud of the way Jimmy substituted the running backs, too. I thought that Rocket did well. And then, of course, Dominique at the end of the game. So I was proud of our line, and we just continue to get better.
Okay. You said it was important to educate your players on the history of this rivalry. So I'm wondering, Tyson Morris told us last night, y'all had watched some tape. I'm wondering, what type of things are you showing them from this rivalry?
Well, we saw Hatfield running down on a punt return against Texas. We've talked about the 64 National Championship team. We've talked about the rivalry with us winning 14 Southwest Conference Championships. And Texas was had more than that. Just what it means to the my age of people in the state of Arkansas, and you know, when it's just a big deal for us, and so we educated them throughout that. Some of the guys that played in the game are guys that people know now, and so it was exciting to be able to tell the history.
Go to Chip Howard, KZNE Radio.
Coach, do you remember a conversation or an incident with any of the folks up in Arkansas that brought up Texas for the first time and let you know how important it was to them?
Yeah, just about anybody that's over 30 years old, you know. It seems like, you know, and I said I got beat up a little bit in the media because they said, who's your biggest rival? And I said, in the state of Arkansas, it's still Texas. And, you know, everybody, well, don't play anymore. And certainly in the future we're going to, and certainly Saturday we do. But, yeah, you know, it's been that way for a long time, and all the old wise tales and all those things about, you know, you couldn't get gas if you had Arkansas license plate, the game was in Austin and all those things. It's really exciting. To be honest with you, it's what college football is all about. You know, if there wasn't any rivalries, it wouldn't be any fun. So, yeah, I certainly have talked to everybody from about the age of 30 on, and it's Texas.
Do you think the players understand that? You mentioned, you know, educating them on the history. Do you think many of them understood what that game meant over the years?
You know, I think a little bit because, you know, Joe Fouché was talking about, you know, we need to perform well and do a good job for the state of Arkansas. And, you know, he's not from here. And so I think they understand what it means to our fans. And certainly it's standing room only on Saturday night. And we haven't had that in a while around here. So I think our kids understand it. I really do.
Thank you.
Sure.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen.
And I was just wondering about Traylon Burks, if he's knocked some rust off in practice this week, and also about Trey Knox playing all tight end in practice yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Trey has not moved to tight end or anything, but we have looked at him there some. He's playing both sides, to be honest with you. And then you ask about Burks, and we certainly expect him to have a to be healthy and ready to go. He's practiced, you know, both days so far, and will practice today and seem to be healthy and ready. So, you know, once he's that way, and, you know, this goes back to show, if you don't practice, a lot of times it's hard for you to play well, and he's back in the bowl now and healthy, and so he'll be fine.
Thank you.
Next up will be Steve Moulton at WGZN.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Hi, Steve.
I heard you earlier in the week talk about the targeting rule and possibly needing it to change, and without playing bump in the first half, I do wonder, at least first off, Coach, how much that affects what you do defensively against Texas.
I don't know if it will affect us a tremendous amount because, you know, we certainly have Hayden Henry there, and they both were about neck and neck on playing time and depth chart and those things. It does help. It does hurt your depth, and certainly would hurt you more if he or Grant were injured in the first half. But and I feel terrible about the rule. You know, I think I watched the Ole Miss game. I think they might have had four ejections in the first half, and you know, I think it's certainly something that the rules committee is going to look at and probably need to, and we've got to do a better job of coaching how to stay away from it as well. But it sure seems like the crime and the punishment don't match a lot of times.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Coach. Just in terms of teaching your kids how to tackle the proper way, there's already so much limit on the amount of contact you can have. It feels, I mean, what is the correct answer in teaching up your kids on the proper techniques when you're already pretty limited on the amount of contact, Coach?
Well, we're trying to lower our target, you know. I mean, you know, normally you're hitting a guy in the chest and trying to roll up from there, and now it's got to be lower than that. We've worked on it this week in practice, and, you know, the bottom line, a runner, if he lowers his head and at the point of when I'm running in there to tackle, a lot of times that's going to, you know, that some of those things are going to glance in there and hit. And so I know what the rule was intended to, and I'm all for the rule. And, you know, no reason to go try to damage somebody or hurt somebody helmet to helmet. But this game of football, especially when you're inside, you know, trying to make plays in the A and B gap, you know, things are going to happen in there. So we're trying to lower our target, I guess, to answer your question.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
That'll be all this week, Coach. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Go Hawks.